Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Las Vegas. You're listening to the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast, where we give our black-ass millennial opinions about the crazy, the sexy, and the cool hot topics. I'm your host, Bethany, and the squad is back together. I'm joined by my co-hosts, as always, Meek and Elizabeth. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Guess what today is?
Oh, yes. Look, for those that are listening, it is Monday, the 23rd?
Yes.
And look, yes, bitch, it is officially Sagittarius season. How? Woo!
Yeah. To all the listeners, y'all gonna get free dildos. You get a dildo. You get a dildo. You get a dildo.
For Sagittarius season.
You get coochie coupons. Sending out coochie coupons to all the listeners.
Sagittarius.
Yeah, yo, you get it.
So for our new listeners, if you don't know, all three of us are Sagittariuses. All three of us. Savage. So you get that savage energy, that what Sagittarist energy, as some people like to call it.
Sagittarius.
Yo, it's real
all
over
that,
here.
All that.
But you know what? Let me do a proper intro here.
The ladder be look.
It's Sagittarius season, baby. At guard, standing at 5'8". You know, the leader in unread DMs. Okay.
Blocks.
From Los Angeles, California, we got Elizabeth Simmons. Okay.
I have arrived. Hi. Hi.
Yo, so your birthday is first up on deck. So,
do you have
your birthday on Tuesday?
You know, it's relax day. It's spa day.
Ah, that sounds so... Actually, that sounds really dope right now, because that sounds dope. But, so, you know, just for the listeners and your many admirers, what's your Cash App?
E. Simmons.
Dollar sign Easton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, send the birthday gifts. I accept all. Once you send, I will not send back.
No return.
There will be no return.
No guarantee.
Add that to the account. You know, look, I'm just trying to look out. You know, people want to get your attention. I mean, it's a little Cash App. Not saying that it's guaranteed. However, but it's a start.
Gifts are nice. I like gifts.
So you go into the spa, you're just like chilling, like are you just
yeah, I actually do also have a hair appointment too, so.
Oh, that's fun. so you getting dolled up, you get pampered and doted on your birthday. That's cute.
I mean, I kind of already had like a little fun last week in Tulum.
Yes. How was Tulum?
Super fun. It was a big adventure, you know?
Yeah,
I did like
horses and everything.
Yeah, horseback riding, zip lining, boats, you know, the fun
boats
stuff.
And hoes.
Boats and hoes, jumping in caves.
Were you able to get dick down while you were there? Look at her face!
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
Nah.
Damn.
Oh. Bethany, you know what?
You're looking off into the distance, like
I'm staring off into the distance, but yes, I did. It was very nice. Yes.
Oh, sounds
very
nice.
Very enjoyable.
A nice little vacation and some dick.
Changing subject.
Yo, so while you were gone, they switched up the verses, okay? So we had spoke before about it being Jeezy and T.I., and of course they switched it to Jeezy and Gucci Mane. So did you guys get a chance to catch that?
Not clipping. I didn't catch the whole thing.
I caught the end part. Like, I thought I had caught it, but then, like, they performed Icy and it was done. So I was like, oh, I guess I was late. I was like, oh, okay, get into it. And it was like, thank you for coming to the show. I was like, oh, shit, my bad. I showed up late.
Grand opening, grand closing. Yeah, I actually saw the whole thing. I was tuned in. What does it start, like 5 p.m. here on the West Coast? So 5 o'clock, I'm there. I got my snacks. I got everything I need.
You but need what snacks. I really... You stay having snacks.
Me and my snacks.
Yeah, yeah. I got my snacks. I'm ready. She has snacks. Yeah. Like, stay having snacks.
Look. Gotta have
Baby B over there. That's your new nickname. It's not Baby B. Baby B over there.
But what I really needed, though, in that moment was a drink because it was so tense. Like, even for, like, 45 minutes, we're just staring at two chairs, and we got DJ Ace and DJ Holiday back there, like, you know, just kind of warming the crowd up. But literally it took them like almost an hour to start the verses. But even with that, like the music that the DJs were playing still kind of had me like, oh my God, this is really about to happen. I was afraid that drama was going to completely pop off and millions of people were going to see like somebody get shot or a fight break out or like.
I feel like everybody was expecting it to go down like that Indiana Pacers game. When yeah. It was like when the crowd start throwing chairs and shit.
Getting all angry.
Throwing snowmen everywhere.
Snowballs and shit. So I was really nervous, but, you know, for those who watched it, I mean, and saw the highlights, like you saw that it wasn't all love, but it turned out to be like a really dope ending with them performing the song together. But Gucci was just too turnt for me. And I think that's why I was just so like shook watching, because every time, like most verses, people will tell a story about how a song came about or whatever. And Jeezy was trying to like lead into certain songs. Well, yeah, back in such and such, I did this. And Gucci was basically like, yeah, yeah, nigga, next song. Or you playing old shit. Or can we play some hits? I got hits now. Like, what you got? And it was just like, He was trying to keep the shit lit.
Yeah. I was watching Twitter. What? It was like, drama. I'm like,
yeah.
I was just like, I was afraid to like even go out of the app to see what was going on Twitter. So I was watching on my laptop from Apple Music. And then on my phone, I was watching from Instagram. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna just go to Twitter and see what everybody's talking about. Like, am I the only one that's so shook right now? And I wasn't. Like, the drama had everybody.
Can you imagine like, Bethany with her snacks?
I know, right? like this is Bethany's version of like Days of Our Lives. Like, she just is like, oh my God, is Casey pregnant? Like, oh my goodness, like what?
it was really a lot for me. But, you know, at the end, it was really dope. But like leading up to verses, I was just kind of like disgusted in a way. And mostly because of how, I guess, men were just so, I don't want to call them like groupies, but
it
was...
I feel like we have to, if we're going to say it, we have to like define it, because like there's a difference. And I was thinking about this too. Like if you idolize someone, or if that person inspire you, or like you are a true fan of someone's work, that does not make you a groupie. Like if you just go up on Jeezy because Jeezy take you to a certain time, place in your life, especially if it's like one of those struggling time periods, no, that does not make you a groupie. But we do have niggas out here that try to like use somebody's celebrity as like chick bait, or to like position them in a certain light, like, you know, as though like, oh, I'm affiliated with this person.
That's a turn-off.
Yeah. Those are the niggas that we talking about. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm just scrolling.
The nigga that's all in the videos.
Dancing. For real, it was just like, it was low-key disgusting, because I'm like, yo, like, okay, cool, like, you've partied with the nigga, you was in his section and you took a picture with him, like, cool, but like to use this to get attention and to align yourself with celebrities who, if you was walking by, they wouldn't be like, oh, what's up, you know, like, I was saying earlier that this reminded me like when Nipsey Hussle passed away and everybody was just like posting pictures. And I get it. Like, if you fucks with Nipsey Hussle and he passes away, of course, you're going to post pictures like, man, you know, rest in peace to Nip. But a lot of people were trying to, I guess, make it seem like they were
homies.
BFX. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? It was just really weird. And I guess because we work in, you know, the nightlife industry and we've met a lot of these people, it's just like, you know, they're cool people, but it's why be so pressed to show that you know these people? Like, what does that do for you?
I mean, but you have to also admit that, like, all three of us, we are a bit numb because people come to us a lot, like, oh my God, like, wasn't so-and-so was in your club last week? Like people actually are impressed by that, which is fucking stupid. But yeah, like, you know, so I just think that we are numb to it, you know, because like we see these people, you know, in real life, and we understand that it's really like, it's not.
They're normal people. Shit,
right. But back to these pussy ass niggas though, because the way these niggas is set up, like they really be using it as chick bait, you know? Mm-hmm. And those are the same niggas that then have the audacity and get on their social media and complain about the type of chicks that they actually bait. Like, my nigga, when you go fishing, there's certain bait for certain types of fish. If you're fishing for, if you're using bottom feeder bait, you're gonna fucking pick up bottom feeders.
Mm-hmm. Read them, sis.
It's simple as that. Like, those are the same all bitches care about. Like, nigga, like, but you're the main one that's like, yeah, so you know Jeezy's my homie, right? So I was actually there. Like, Jeezy had nothing to do with that Gucci shit. You feel me? Like, because I know Jeezy's homeboy, cousin, uncle, and he told me, the OG told me, like, nigga.
Who gives a fuck?
Fuck, right? Shut the fuck up.
Those niggas that somehow slide their way into like the Nation Rock breakfast pictures. Like, nigga, like all you see is a fucking taper. Like, yeah, nigga, I was there. Like, nigga, all you see is a fucking taper. Like, bruh.
Not the Rock Nation Brunch.
Nation Rock. Hey, they need to rename it. Have us come together as a community. Rename that shit. I mean, the Rock Nation.
Anybody?
Rock Nation brunch.
Bro, like, in jeans and shit. Like, what's going on?
Where's the security? Where the fuck is security at?
Like,
who let this nigga in?
Whose man's is this?
That part.
God. You that nigga that come to the table after 5 minutes after everybody leave trying to claim the bottles. That type of shit.
Oh my God.
Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Because we see it at work all the time. So you be like, what are you doing?
Yo, I be hiding bottles. As soon as I see the talent and the garage leave, I'm collecting shit. I'm cleaning up.
And then
if you because you make it seem like you're there with them, they're leaving and you're still here. So what's really tea?
Them niggas that get like beat, like, and it's so crazy because a lot of times the talent don't really drink that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't really care about certain things. And like, you see that one nigga picking up the bottle on Instagram, like, nigga, this what we do. Like, oh my God. All
the five section Instagram and shit.
Hey.
It's real. Like, and we have seen it like on a magnified stage. Like, Memorial Day weekend here in Vegas is just crazy.
Wild.
And here I am. I'm doing my job. I'm making sure everybody's taken care of. And then niggas is talking about, you know, you ever like, you should do music videos. Like, you should be done that before. Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, what about being like an actress? You know, I know Ryan Coogler. Like, you know, I could hook. Nigga, just
name
stop
dropping.
Name dropping.
Bruh, name like, dropping.
Kill the noise, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so, it's embarrassing. Okay.
It's disgusting.
You're out of here.
Look, FYI, to those the fellas that are listening, like, stop trying to get gains off your men's back. All right. Like, you know, like, what you eat don't make him shit type of thing. Like, you know, like, stand on your own 2 feet. Stop sitting over here, you know, you pulling up in the back seat of a fucking
Uber.
Benz, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in the child's child seat in the back. Like, nigga, shut, like, stand on your own 2 feet, okay? Like, if you're on your own 2 feet and you driving a Ranger Ford truck, at least that Ranger Ford truck is yours, okay? But don't be sitting over here talking about, like, we pulling up in whips, we got, like, we ain't got shit. Because you ain't got nothing. Like, you're on your own, okay? Yeah, like,
and it's just so like weird, because it's not even just, like, with rappers. I've seen it in the athlete arena.
Oh,
like,
it's even bigger in the athlete arena. Ooh,
it is, it's so gross. Like, after the games, I guess you can kind of expect it from women, you know.
It's expected.
You know.
But also, there's an exchange, because the men, they love the woman, and you know what I mean? Like to me, it's a fair exchange, because the men, they use her to try to fuck, you know, like, they want to fuck, and the girls want the status, so it's an even exchange. But my nigga, for the flunkies and the male groupies, what's the exchange? Like, don't tell me you sucking dick in the back. Like, don't tell me that.
Like, most likely they are.
Like, bro, like, don't tell me that. Like, what's the exchange? There's no exchange. There's no transaction going on.
When I think about it, I think that's probably why I haven't taken pictures with a lot of people that I've met before, because of how crowded they are by niggas. It's like, it's so many niggas around that I can't even ask, like, when I met Kobe, I can't ask for a picture because everybody is, like, on his dick. And it's like, bro, like, why can't niggas just be cool when it comes to, like, meeting celebrities? Because I've seen, like, a guy be like, yo, what's up? You know, love your music. And they be out. And all they wanted was that, just to say I met him and that he was engagement. Cool. And that's it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I love that. But to just, like, to hang around and just pull on their coattails and, like, you got the fucking phone out, taking a whole selfie snap video. Like, come on. It's just unattractive.
It's completely unattractive. And I'm getting to the point where I don't even think it's for the bitches. Like, I don't even think it's, like,
I think it's something
to even, like, brag, like, amongst your men. I don't know. Like, I don't know. That's what makes it really weird, because it's not even for, like, so you can use it to get pussy. So, yeah, I don't get it.
I don't like that.
Can you imagine if people, I guess people actually do that. Because I was like, can you imagine if people, like, did that, like, at, like, Silicon Valley? But they do. People still, like, there's male groupies, I guarantee, in Silicon Valley. Motherfuckers like, yeah, you know, I know Elon Musk. You know, I think the newest Tesla that comes out in, like, 2030. It's not, they haven't even thought of it yet, but I can get it. Like, those type of niggas.
Yeah. It work on dumb girls.
Young girls and dumb girls, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Let's not say dumb, naive, because everyone has not been previewed to what we've seen. So if you don't know how shit works and you don't understand that there's levels to flunkies, you know what I mean? You would think,
Yeah, I mean, I've even seen it, like, in the Hollywood realm. I remember I went to Dre's one night and Michael B. Jordan was there. And one of my good friends is, like, they're, like, best friends, I guess. And I didn't want to go to the section because it was just so many niggas. And, of course, the girls are just swooning, because this was right after Black Panther came out. So it was like Michael B. Jordan was the hottest thing going on at the moment. So I was just, like, looking around, but the women, of course, are trying to, like, get into his section and security's holding them back. But it was the men who were just trying to position themselves, because people are recording. So they want to be in the videos and be seen with him to, I don't know. This is just a really disgusting feeling. Just, you know, as someone that's just looking on.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
But anyway. So after this versus, you know, people are saying, like, it's nice to see two rappers kind of, like, squash their beef, you know, that's been going on for, like, 15 years, like, literally 15 years. So people are saying, like, well, maybe we can get, like, a Nicki Minaj and Cardi B versus, which I think that's a terrible idea.
Why?
Because Nicki is a beast, and going up against Cardi is a joke.
Because, you know, we share the same birthday. I'm just saying. You compliment Nicki, you compliment me. I'm just saying.
And that's not a dig to Cardi, because she has her own lane. She does her own thing. But to go up against someone that's a powerhouse, like, Nicki can fucking rap.
Yeah.
Like, and she has a sick pen, too. So, and I think we all know, like, you know, Cardi may get some help on her records.
And Cardi, and she owns that, and that's, I think that's cool.
Yeah,
I feel what you're saying. Like, all, like, musically, no, it doesn't make sense, but I do understand what they mean by, like, just to see two females get together. And it's like they both became mothers. Like, I feel like that has a lot, like, a big impact on women.
Absolutely.
So it would be beautiful for them to, like, have a truce, however, whether it's verses or whatever, like, you know, just to kind of, like, I just feel like female rap is doing so well. You know what I mean? Like, it's gotten way more notoriety than it ever has.
So, you know, who would you guys want to see go?
Girl, Nikki, why is that even a question? Like, we all support Sagittarius, okay? Like, we do not.
It doesn't matter. It's just like to see a different without Cardi. Who else would it be?
Well, some people have said Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim because they had a beef that started way before. So who would you want to see?
Nikki would eat. Nikki is, okay, people are not going to feel me on this, but, like, I want you to argue with me. Like, I dare you to argue with me. But Nikki is the queen. Like, and I'm not just saying that because, low-key, like, we born on the same day. But I'm just saying, like, she has done, like, what she has done for female rap, the, like, and like, the barriers that she's crossed. Like, yes. Lil' Kim, and Lil' Kim is my first. Like, I am definitely a Kim fan. But, like, Kim took it to one, you know, to a certain place. And then Nicki took that torch and fucking ran with it and didn't look back. Like, I'm talking about crossover albums. I'm talking about numbers. I'm talking about stadiums. Being able to hold a tour on your own. Like, I have not seen a female rapper do what Nicki has done. I'll wait.
And then also, a lot of people, a lot of people forget that, you know, Biggie was writing a lot of Kim's stuff. And once he passed away, the quality of her lyrics and her lyricism just went down. So it's like, if we're going to, you know, do female rappers, let's get someone who's writing their shit, one, and has impact. So who is your favorite rapper? Who y'all like?
Growing up, me was Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
And then obviously, you know, I got into my sexy mode, and then obviously Nicki now. But yeah, Lauryn Hill is my favorite growing up.
Okay.
What about you ladies?
Mine was Kim. I was rapping Kim when I was in third grade. And didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. Like, talking about, hey, yo, Shawty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Like, third grade. I still remember. Yeah. I remember when that video came out and everything.
Look, what event did you go to, Meek? Was it trap karaoke?
Oh, trap karaoke. She killed it. She turned it down. Like,
oh my God.
She tore it up. And guess what? I didn't even like, it was like on some like spur of the moment type shit. It was like last minute, Henny was pouring. I was feeling myself. These hoes had an invite, but they couldn't make it.
We was in LA.
I had to stand on my own too by myself. Held that stage down by myself. But yeah.
We saw the video footage. You killed it.
Thought that was my fucking song. You thought I wrote it. I need writer's credit over there.
You had a dope swag, like.
This is the reason why I love them, because they hype me the fuck up. They know. This is why I love them.
We in LA watching it. We like, okay.
Right. But look, I was so lit. I was over here pointing the mic to the audience. Like, it was really my concert, though.
Y'all finished the words.
But it was funny because everybody was rocking with you, though. The people in the front row was just like, yes, bitch.
That was so dope.
But as far as favorite rappers for me is Eve. Eve was like, so I love Lil' Kim and I love Foxy, but I was really young. And so I was afraid to listen to their songs, but I was uncomfortable listening to them with like my mom around.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, and I really didn't get privacy to like really listen until, you know, Eve came out in 98. And it was just me and my mom, like, and we had moved to a new city. So all I did was listen to music. And Eve's first album, her debut album, is one of the sickest albums I've ever heard from a woman. Like, period. She came into Rough Riders and just, like, killed shit. But she had a real tomboy swag, but it was sexy, like, really sexy at the same time. So I'm like, my tomboy ass, I was like, I feel seen with her. Yeah. Even though, you know, she had the shortcut, the blonde, and the tattoos, but it was something about her delivery, her voice, what she talked about, you know, right. It was just something so and sexy in her.
And delivery. I think that's the thing, though, when this conversation is brought up, and like with Kim, I just loved her personality, like how she attacked mm-hmm. the mic. You know what I'm saying? Like, she could have been singing any mini Mighty Mo, but the swag on it was just, like, like unheard of. And then the fact she just had this I don't give a fuck persona about her, like, and also how she owned her sexuality. I was a fan of that at a young age. I didn't even know what sexuality was. I didn't know
right.
all that, yeah. but you could still identify that. You know, and then, like, yeah. going back to the whole Nicki thing about, like, her being the queen, the reason why I say that, like, yes, there's rappers that can rap better than her, you know what I'm saying, but I just feel like she was, like, one of the first to, like, be able to technically keep up, you know, have the sex appeal, draw the masses, and capitalize on it, and, like, basically have everything all in one, you yeah. know, but... Yeah,
from the fashion, like, to the wigs.
To the like wigs. Everything. Like, if you could put her on, you could put her on a track with a dude and she'll have the best bars on there. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of times the sexy ones weren't the most technical. And then sometimes the technical is not the sexy. But with Nicki, you get both of them. You know what I'm saying? So
what rappers that's hot right now are you guys feeling?
Mo Latto. Big Latto. Okay. That little girl, like, I'm sorry, she a grown woman now, so let me start. but I once again, I like the way she, like, is attacking it, and she ain't stopping. Like, her grind is crazy. I hear her on everybody's fucking track. Like, I'm like, damn, this bitch, like, do you go to sleep? You know, when you can look at someone's work like that and be like...
That's really important, because that's what made Nicki, like... So I remember, like, in 2007, Lil Wayne was on everybody's shit, okay?
Yeah.
He took over 2007. So when he released his album 2008, 2009, like, of course, it was number one. It sold hella copies. Like, you have to grind like that. 2 Chainz did the same thing, like, 2012. 2 Chainz was on everybody's shit. Like, yeah. And then Nicki did the same thing in, like, 2009, 2010. She was on... Everybody was on Usher shit. She's on Kanye. She's on everybody's shit.
Yeah,
Trey Songz. It's like that. You have to put in the work. You have to show, like, I can rap along any nigga. I can rap on this R&B track. Right. I can be on the song with Ariana Grande. I can do whatever the fuck I want because I'm talented. And a lot of people can't do that. And Mulatto definitely has a crazy work ethic, and it's really dope to see her doing her thing. She has a great delivery.
No, she has really a dope delivery, but I think that goes into the technicality of it, where it's like, I think she recognized, you know, a certain lane that she wanted to play in. But once again, it's similar to Nicki, where it's like she gives sexy. The girl talks about sucking dick like nobody's business, which I fucking love. But there's still, like, you can still tell that she understands the art. I think that's, like, you can tell, like, especially when if you really listen to her music, you can tell she understands the art. Or even on that double XL Freshman, like, she fucking killed it. She, like, fucking murdered all the dudes that she was, like, lined up against. Like, and she went first. They should have had her ass go last. Right. They had her ass go last. Like, but yeah, Mulatto is definitely one of those that, like, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I get excited when she drops something new. Like, I'm like, oh my God, let me go.
Does it make you rub your titties? Because that's how we know you really excited.
Oh, no.
Make those nipples hard.
No. You know what, though? She do got me, like, working, like, practicing my tongue action. Because she does this shit with her tongue. And I'm like, I think you just got a long-ass tongue. You know, like, she always make her, like, tongue touch her nose. Like, and I'm like, I don't think I could do that. My tongue ain't that damn long, you know.
I never really noticed. I have to go back and.
Yeah, my tongue ain't that long. Yeah. So
can we see for those watching on YouTube?
I just did it. Like, for those watching on YouTube.
More time for the people in the back.
No, I bet you Bethany can do it though.
I'll bet you Bethany.
I bet you, I know Bethany what, can do it.
Can my tongue touch my nose?
Yeah, you know, like
I don't think it can.
And then like she does a curve with it. Like, I gotta send y'all a picture. Like she like her shit bevels. Like her fucking tongue, like it's weird. It's sexy as fuck, but
my tongue is long enough. Okay, it gets the job done.
Right. Oh, we see.
Who do you guys? Yeah,
very, very, very good technique, Bethany. Very good.
Don't sweat the technique.
What about you, Elizabeth? Who's your favorite rapper, like right now?
Yeah, I said Nicki. Remember, I said now is Nicki. So I mean, okay. Forever, right now, because I like Megan. But I'm not a fan of Megan. And that's no disrespect to Megan Thee Stallion. I like her music, but I'm just not a super fan because she is, like, hot right now. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Megan is my pick.
Yours?
Yeah, because I remember when I heard Big Ol' Freak, it literally stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah, like, oh! every week Bethany was coming in. It's like, no, but meet this song and... the immature sample, every time we would be dancing, her ass would be talking about this song, and I was like, okay, all right. And then they start playing it, and I was like, okay, I could get with this shit. Cool.
Because first of all, it sounded really good in the club.
Like, no, it sounds amazing. Like that intro is amazing in the club.
Yes, and I remember it was one night. I'm not gonna mention the DJ, but the song was really like picking up, and I remember I went to him first. I don't think you saw Meek, but I went to him. I'm like, yo, can you play Megan Thee Stallion? And he was like, yeah, it was at Light Night Club.
Oh, I know who she's talking about.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, I don't have that. And so I was like, how do you not have this song? Like, this shit is crazy. But then again, a lot of DJs don't play music for women. They play music for themselves and for their niggas. You know, for the men.
Y'all talking about the Bay Area?
Yes.
Okay.
Honey. Yes.
Yes. So okay. I was just like, you don't have that song, but okay, whatever. Let's keep
dancing. But your computer bullshit. Right there and I see you typing and shit. All right. I'm gonna act like your computer don't work. Cool.
And so I was like, okay. And I go back to dancing. And then I see Meek kind of go over. And she's like, and Meek was hyped because she didn't see me literally just ask him. She was like, can you play Big Ol' Freak? And what did he say to you, Meek?
He said, I don't play that.
And when I saw his mouth like move and say that, I was like.
He Big Ol' Freak. Like as though I just said some off the wall shit. Like I just asked him to play.
Country
music Dolly Parton in one of her classics. Like I don't play that. Okay. Oh, I know what you play. Same fucking 10 songs every fucking weekend. You know what I mean? Really Bay Area in the building. No, nigga, not this weekend.
And what happened like 2-3 weeks later, it was all people wanted to hear. It was everywhere.
Yeah. And so he ended up having to play that. And you know what's so crazy is that, like, that's the part, and I'm sorry, I'm about to digress a little bit, like, you know, because you just opened up a whole new can of worms. DJs out there, first off, remember what your job occupation is. Like, you play for the people. If we wanted to hear your playlist, we would have requested your personal playlist that you rode in on the carpet, but we didn't ask for that. Like, that's a part of your fucking job. And honestly, you should be ahead of the fucking curve. You should be introducing us to music instead of us having to come to you and ask you for certain things. If you're coming and you're playing in a place like Las Vegas, it's a very transit city. You need to know what's hot in Memphis, in Atlanta, in Texas, in New York, and in California. Like, that's your fucking job. That's the reason why your ass is getting paid $300, $500 a fucking day to spin records. Do you, like, the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Do you understand?
Right. Because, like, it's like, and I get it, like, certain clubs have certain requirements where it's, like, top 40, blah, 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 blah. But this ain't that. All right? So, like, and Bethany, you said, like, they play, like, for men. But it's besides that. A lot of these DJs are complacent.
they complacent and they're lazy. They have one set mix and they just let that bitch spin. They might enter a little irri, and then that's it. Like,
what they do?
Like, that's bro. If I look, it's bad. It's really bad, especially to a lot. Like, and it's crazy because some of the hardest working DJs out here don't get any kind of light. There are because of the networking element, but it's because of the ones that get the positions a lot of times know how to kiss ass. That's and I'm just keeping it funky. It's a networking thing, but like that doesn't mean you're talented, bruh. That doesn't mean that you are like fucking grandmaster, whatever. Like that doesn't mean that. That just means that you just know how to lick from the rooty to the tooty. That's all that fucking means. Like,
oh Lord,
I'm done.
No, it's just no. It's really important to talk about this because I feel like it took a long time for Vegas, or maybe at least it was just light for that nightclub Vegas to play
hip hop, right?
For them to play certain female rappers. It's like, why does it take you? Why are you so late to City Girls? Why are you so late to Megan Thee Stallion? As soon as it comes on, the girls are shaking ass and twerking all over the place. And you know that results in people buying bottles. People are going to start buying more liquor.
When
the music is good, I don't care if they may not be buying bottles because they might be hot and they sweating their hair out. They're going to buy waters, some expensive ass waters. They're going to do it's going to make the club turn up. And this is what people come to the club for. And I just don't understand why we asked this guy to play one of the hottest songs of 2019, and he was just like, nah.
But it wasn't just him, because it was also at Blue Martini too, where we had to like, we had one DJ that was like open, that's like, yo, send me whatever, like, let me know what y'all want to play, you know. But then on the other hand, we had another DJ was like, oh, I don't play that. Okay, all right. Like, and then also, dude, like, DJs, if y'all got go-go dancers, listen to your fucking go-go's. Like, they know what the fuck is up. I'm just saying, like,
because we are literally the connect to the crowd. Because there's nothing worse than going out there and everyone is just standing there looking at you like something. And we're like, this music isn't giving us anything. So I'm sorry. I don't want to dance to Little John shots right now. I'm sorry. I have asked him to play.
Nobody even fucking wears Apple bottom jeans anymore. Why the fuck are you still playing that song? Like, it doesn't, like, Atlanta has a whole uprise right now. Like, and you're still playing that. Like, it doesn't make sense. And then I had a DJ in the app, and this is my final word, and I'm done, I swear to y'all. But then I had a DJ had the nerve to come to me and say, Meek, why is it when a song, you stop dancing? That means stop fucking song. Like, if you want, you see how I am when energy is lit. You see how I am when energy is low. Like, if I'm not about to make you look good, nigga. Like, you're not giving me nothing. Like, so if you want me to dance, play something so I can fucking dance.
There have been times where a song would come on and me and Meek would look at each other and we would retreat to the back. We would literally just stand there and be like,
wrap this shit up.
Like, we would even have little like motions that we would do to each other. Like, I would put like a little finger gun to my head
see you do that on
shoot myself. Like, bruh, like, read the room, boo. Read the room. Turn your playlist off. See what will get the people going and get the people dancing. Like, it's just a
formula.
At least, look, gotta switch shit up. Because there's been DJs. Look, I've been dancing in Vegas since 2010. We've had DJs come in 2019 and play the same exact set from 2010. And I know it because I used to dance to it four nights a week. I knew what song would come next. Like,
Paparimicano. Yeah. Like,
you know you're set, and it's embarrassing. Why would you come in here and play the same shit, nigga? It's 2019, 2020. Grow up.
Yeah, honestly, B, we've given these niggas too much of our time. Like, they wasted our time on the stage, and now they're interrupting with our fucking podcast. So, niggas, y'all owe me money. Like, my Cash App is... No, I'm kidding.
But no, we're going to move on to the red light special. If you guys have a question for the ladies of the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast, shoot us a DM at Crazy Sexy Cool Pod on Twitter and Instagram, or send us an email at crazysexycoolpod@gmail.com. And we just may answer your question on our show. So I got a DM, and this DM was from my daddy. It's hey, from my daddy. Elizabeth, look, we're not going to do this today.
I just said hi.
Leave my daddy alone.
She trying to be your stepmama. You have to start calling. Go to start calling E, Mama E. Mama E, where my daddy at?
No, ma'am. So my dad sent me a video, and I immediately had to send it to the girls. I had to send it to y'all so you could like see the ridiculousness of this. So my dad, you know, was very key in my upbringing as far as like showing me and teaching me about chivalry. So that was the first person to take me on a vacation, to take me, you know, on a shopping spree. He opens doors for me. He just goes out of his way for me. And I guess he's, you know, that was his way of showing like, this is how you're supposed to be treated, like when you're dating or just by men in general. Like, I don't care who the guy is, he should have some, you know, some cooth about him. So in this particular video, there's a guy on a date with a girl, and the girl is holding the phone. I don't know if this guy knows that he's being recorded in this ridiculous moment, but they're out to eat and the bill, the check has come. And he is sitting there breaking it down, telling her how much she owes on the check. And he's like breaking it down per like with taxes and how much, you know, well, you ate some of my meal. You ate like $5 worth of my French toast, like just going in. And it was like, he's like, so you just go out to eat and don't like expect to pay? She's like, nigga, you invited me out. He was like, yeah, I invited you out to eat. It doesn't mean that I'm going to pay for your meal. And it was kind of like.
I've never heard anything of that in my life.
I was really blown away. And so my dad was like, his whole comment was like, you better not. And I'm like, of course, because like he raised me to like have common sense as far as when it comes to dating and going out with people. But it's just kind of, I just want to put this question out there. Is it rude to ask a woman to pay her portion of the check when you go out to eat? What are the rules to going out to eat with men?
You're paying. What? You're paying. What do you ask me to go out? And even if you didn't ask me to go out, you asked me to go out. You're paying.
Elizabeth was like, I'm not asking a nigga to go out.
Yeah, no. You're asking me, and you definitely are paying. I just think that's, you would never, if you ever take me out on a date and you tell me to pay for a bill, just know I'm not paying for that bill. And you would never see me again. I just think that men like that, I mean, are broke and disrespectful and very disrespectful. I mean, why else would you ask a woman out on a date and then pretty much tell her, you didn't just tell her she had to pay for her plate. You analyzed her eating off of your plate. $5 of that or whatever. Like that's very
this
immature.
Nigga had his calculator out and that's was like stupid. Tallying
that's
up shit.
That's too much. That's doing too much.
So Meek, if you were in this situation, like how would this play out?
Me?
Yeah.
I would have laughed. Yeah. I would have been laughing. But on some real shit,
she was laughing, but then she was like, you can't be serious.
She what?
I'm not about to do is I'm not about to go back and forth with you. I'm gonna be honest. I would have just bossed up, paid for the whole thing, and then left. Mm. I'm not about to walk out on the restaurant because it's not the restaurant's fault. So I'm not about to do no classless shit like that. So like if you that tight, and it's not even. I don't think it means he's broke. I don't know. Something might just be fucked up with you. I don't know. Like I don't know. But I'm not about to go back and forth with you. I'm not you pulling out your fucking handy dandy calculator. I don't got time for that. Like I'ma just go ahead and excuse myself and go to the waiter and say, let me go ahead and pay for that table right there and I'm out. Like I'm done. Like that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, but that's what I would do too.
What I was going to say is, like, why is it important for the man to pay the bill? Like, what does that show? Like, why is it important for the man to pay if y'all both are on the date getting to know each other? So, like,
well, the thing is, when I go out to eat, I don't care where I'm going or who I'm going with. I'm going to have money to take care of myself. Like,
right.
Period. Anything could happen where maybe you don't even make it out to dinner. You have like an emergency. You got to have some money on you to be able to take care of, you know, what's going on. But I don't know. The whole situation just really threw me because I feel like there was just a huge miscommunication. And I just don't understand how this woman was so blindsided. Like, when did she meet this guy? How does she not know that he was just like some, you know, extreme couponer or penny pincher to the fact and she's just sitting here like, what are you talking about? You invited me here. Like, at what point did she not pick up that he was going to be on some fuck shit?
But if y'all over here, because first of all, when you on a first date, you meeting the representative anyway. So like everyone's, you know, beefing up their stories and like they about me's and this, you know, this summer in 98, I went through a dark winter, like that bullshit. Like, anywho, but like what would have happened for her to be like, oh, this nigga is cheap? You know what I'm saying? Like, what would have occurred where you would have been like, oh, he about to be on some weird shit about the bill.
Well, for me, I don't
really blindsided.
I don't expect men to pay for the check. It's just when you invite me out, especially because how I am with my time, I'm very particular. If I agree to go out with you, that means I'm agreeing to spend time that I can't get back. So, like, make it worth it. Because I'm not out here asking you like, oh, we should hang out. We should do this. If you are requesting my presence and my time, I expect you to pick it up because
that's
just how I was raised. And shout out to my dad because you know, that's just it.
And I agree with that because I'm also one of those females that like, if I want to spend time with you, I'm going to be like, yo, let's go do this and shit. Like, I'll be ready to pick up the bill, but a lot of times I don't have to pay for the bill. But like, if I ask you out, I don't mind like covering it because I'm the one that's requesting your time. But I guess what my question is that a lot of those comments, a lot of those, what?
I'm sorry. I'm looking at Liz and she's like, ask a man out.
Hell yeah. look, honey. Look, honey. Closed mouths don't get fed. And what I've learned is that sometimes men don't even realize that you actually are into. Sometimes they don't even know that you view them in that way. So like I don't go around just asking everybody out. You know what I'm saying? If I get to know them and I'm like, yo, I want to get to know you more. How the fuck do we do that? Do that shit over fucking coffee. So it's like, you know, like if I could tell that like a man is, you know, maybe shy or hesitant to ask me, because I'm very bodacious, as y'all could tell. I'm, you know, I got a big personality that can be overwhelming to people or intimidating to some or whatever. I don't know. But I don't mind shooting my motherfucking shot. But I just don't understand this, like, no, the guy is going to pay. Cause that's what a lot of the girls' comments were. So it's like, what is that? And that's a true question for me. Like, what is that? You know, like, I don't know.
You ask me out on a date, you're paying.
Right. If you ask me out on a date, you're paying. But, like, what if you also have those women that's like, when we gonna go out to eat? So when you gonna take me out? Like, I don't do that. But, like, you know,
but
you
that's have real, those that's women. Important, though. Because I feel like a lot of women are this way because a lot of guys are like, oh, you can just come to my house. Let's just watch a movie at my house.
Or yeah, nah.
Like, no. Can I come over there? Are you going to cook for me? It's like,
no.
So a lot of women are just like, to skip that whole thing is like, when are you taking me out to eat?
Yes.
Because they want to go somewhere in public
where like,
they feel a lot safer.
Right, where the playing field is even. So you're not in my house. I'm not in your house. The playing field is even. And also, I think it, like, with for women, I know for me, a guy putting and thought behind taking me out somewhere shows a lot. It shows me where your interest is. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, and I think like it's kind of the similarity of like guys really hold their time and their money on a high standard, like within a high value. So it's like, yes, nigga, I'm going to ask you to use something that you look at in high value to see if you're going to, use it for me. That's going to prove to me if you actually have interest. If you over here not really putting no thought behind the date, why the fuck am I wasting my time, entertaining you?
Yeah, and it was the guy, when I remember I first moved to Vegas, and this guy used to come to the club a lot. He's like, when we gonna hang out? When we gonna chill? And I'm like, well, I'm working, weekends, but, maybe during the week we could, kick it. And his whole thing was, well, you can come over to my house. And I was like, well, I don't know you like that. So maybe we can do something like out. He was like, it's not about money. He's like, I can take you anywhere, but I just want to, spend some time alone with you. And I was just like, nah, this ain't gonna work. It just gave me pause. So when women are just like, hey, I want you to take me out, I see that as like, I want to get to know you in front of, I don't want to be alone with you, because a lot of women feel unsafe. And we've heard horror stories of dates gone wrong and
the experience
women
go wrong. It's so crazy because it might be sad, but I don't think like that. Like on some like, he could do this, that, that. It's like, nah, nigga, it's just on some like it just levels out the playing field for me. You also have niggas that just, the first thing they, like sex is on their mind. You know what I mean? Like some niggas like also pull their wallet out and just think that automatically guarantee them some pussy, and that it doesn't work that way.
It really doesn't.
It's the sexiest thing when a man, like shows interest, actually puts thought behind a date and is actually okay with just walking away. Yeah. Like I might throw some pussy that way. Just because of that.
Might send him a text like, can you go back?
I might give that nigga a coochie coupon, okay? Like,
you want to give out coochie coupons when you walk away?
Like, no, the fact that you are just so, like, you're okay. Like, I'm going to walk you to your car. You're not pressed. Like, and you're not pressed if you get some. Nigga, let me go ahead. Just write this damn coochie coupon. You go ahead and cash it.
You get one. You get one.
Take this up to the lady up front. Let her know. Let her know Meek sent you. Look at
that. Yo, that is so, so real. And also, another thing about going out to eat with a guy, I like to see how they treat the wait staff, how they treat people around them. Are they respectful? Do they treat people like shit because they work in the service industry? Do you tip well? Like
how you carry yourself? Like I'm gonna be honest, I love the dates where I can dress up. Like I love, like I can show, you telling me I can show the fuck out? Oh yes. But then like when my man, my man is dressed and I can see like, oh my god, like you can dress up, you got the smell good on, like, you know, everyone knows I love the gray sweats, but it's also something about a man who knows how to coordinate and knows how to like dress his body that just like takes it to a whole nother level. So it's like, how do you, are you opening doors? Like, you know what I'm saying? How are you okay with just one-on-one action, like with one-on-one conversation? I've noticed some men get nervous about certain things. You know what I'm saying? Because like in a dinner element, we're not throwing back shots. You know what I mean? There's an etiquette to it. Like we're sipping cocktails or wine.
I mean, maybe you can. If the date is that lit, you can get there.
You can get there eventually, but I'm just saying, like, I'm saying if we're just talking about a dinner, like if I've asked you to like, because that's like low-key, that's like a Vegas date, you know, where it's like, oh, let's start off with a shot. Give me a shot of 42, looking ass. That's Vegas.
I'll take a double.
Right. Ew. But like if we just on a regular date, like on some like spaghetti with the pasta.
spaghetti with the pasta?
Is that a shrimp with the pasta? Whatever the shit the lyric is. Like, whatever. Like if we on a regular dinner date and you just seem so comfortable within your skin, that's a whole nother level of attraction. You know, you got niggas fiddling their thumbs, can't look you in the fucking eyes. You know what I mean? Like, tapping shit, don't really got no conversation, can't talk about shit. Like, that's how you can really weed all that out. When we Netflixing and chilling, First off, now one of us is looking at this movie. Let's be honest. And to be on some real shit, I'm going to fall asleep on you. Yep. And then wake up at 2:30 and say, I got to get home. Like, that's what's going to fucking happen.
Or don't say nothing at all and just leave.
Then leave. That's real, though. Oh, my God. But yeah, it's really important to see how people are and how they treat other people. And just like, are you a weirdo or not? And this girl in this particular video got the chance to see that this nigga is.
Thank God it was in broad daylight too.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Because he gave him. Like, it was weirdo energy, but it was like, he low key seemed like he has like a violent streak to him. Like, he might slap it.
That's what made me. Aggressive. No, he did. And then he said, let me show you where I was the gentleman. That just took the cake. That just took the whole cake. I don't know if he. I don't think he was serious. I couldn't take him serious, man. I'm like, I'm not about to do this. First,
that's why she couldn't. She was like, you're not serious.
Yeah, she did.
But like, Ashton Kutcher, where you at? I'm being pumped. Like, this is real.
Hello.
But also, I was going to also say, you know, I know some women ain't going to admit this, but also, niggas, like, when y'all be out here, you know, doing this Netflix and chilling, y'all be selling y'all shit short with the coochie coupons. Like, take a girl out, you know what I'm saying? Show her a good time that she haven't, like, because a lot of women haven't been on really good dates like that, especially lately, because, you know, sometimes y'all men be out there, y'all be fucking slacking. Take a girl out and all that type of shit. Watch what type of pussy she give you compared to a girl that's going to give you some Netflix and chill coochie. It's two different levels of fucking coochie.
Just like I told you about the dude that I met who said he goes to L.A. to, like, wine and dine chicks because they are just so used to getting the bare minimum from niggas. Trash. Like, he's like, oh, I opened the door for her. And she's just like, oh, my God. Like, he's such giving a...
The nice guy approach, huh?
Yeah. It was free to open the door for her. And she's just, like, throwing the pussy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, guys, step your shit up. Stop embarrassing yourselves. That's and embarrassing other niggas too. Okay.
Sheep.
So, real quick, you know, on the Bomb Network and Count the Dings, we are, you know, we have our new episodes every Monday. And on Tuesday we have Bomb, Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. On Wednesday, we have Wednesday Service with Naima and Karin. And then Thursday, we have Woke Bros. Friday, we have Growing Up the Same with Trey. And so, look, make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube because we are giving you the visuals. You know, you get to see Meek and Elizabeth fine ass over there talking shit and talk about all that.
Know, right? You might even see a titty slip.
You might.
Nip slip.
No, because we were on FaceTime yesterday, and we got
the
to see
whole Pearson came. The girls came out. The pretty girls.
We got a shout.
I mean, they haven't gotten any affection lately, so sometimes they just come out by themselves. Like, you know, I have to put them away.
I mean, next birthday up after mine, so I mean, I'm sure they'll get some type of negative.
No birthday sex.
No birthday sex. No birthday.
Speaking of, shout out to Jeremiah for being transferred out of ICU because he was battling COVID. He wasn't doing too hot, but they transferred him out today. So get well soon. Continue to recover because that shit is no joke in these streets. Speaking of, real quick, do y'all have Thanksgiving plans?
No. So me and my sister, like, we only celebrate Thanksgiving every other year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because
and this is the year that you don't.
Yeah, because it's expensive as shit and nobody wants to pitch in. Like, it's and because, like, me and my sisters, like, Thanksgiving is always the best one, like, food, because everybody else food be suspect. And we go ahead and we, like, you know, we'll, you know, buy everything. It's no complaining. But, like, doing it every single year, paying like $400-$500 to, like, feed. Yeah, because everybody, like my family, my mom's husband's family, like everyone comes over. So yeah, and everyone's like, "Oh, so y'all cook it?" Nah, nigga, not this year. Nope.
What you doing, Liz?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing anything. Most of my family is in California, but I don't really mess with a lot of my family members. Yeah, no, nothing.
I'll cook.
And I don't cook.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She don't cook. She not gonna ask you out. Her Cash App is E. Simmons. So $$ E. Simmons.
Yeah, don't judge me. I don't care.
Oh, I'm just reiterating.
No, not you, the listener.
Oh, I was gonna say, I'm like, I'm just letting you know.
I don't care. I'm not gonna be one of those stay-at-home wives. I don't cook. I don't care. I don't even eat meat, so I don't care.
True. Yeah. So you have a Thanksgiving full of sides and vegetables. Yeah. And shit.
You so you
cool?
That, so.
You cool with your arugula and almonds?
Yes, honey. And almonds.
Almonds.
Look,
what are you doing, Bethany?
You know I'm cooking, dog. I just
what's
like
on the menu. What's on the
are
menu?
Are you inviting us over?
I've been waiting.
I'm not. Y'all can probably get a plate later. But no, it's just gonna be me, my mom, and my son. I'm just gonna have some turkey. I'll make some baked mac and cheese, some deviled eggs. What else? Some green bean casserole. And I'm gonna make a banana pudding.
Okay.
It's simple. Like I just want the comfort food. Pudding
without bananas. Is that weird?
Yeah, no. I don't know if you can do that, E. That's pudding.
You know what?
It's pudding and cookies and crust.
Some people like the they like it light on bananas, but to eat it without bananas, it's like what?
They're too mushy.
Fire-ass trio.
Yeah.
What you mean is to okay? So I like to make it with the freshest, ripest bananas. I'm not talking about like the mushy ass bananas. It's like not.
I mean,
like
maybe the first day, but the second day when they all like. Black.
You haven't had mine.
Girl, you just like pudding and cookies. Like, just go and get crust. You some Jello pudding and some vanilla wafers. Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Look, I already thought I was the same for you. I'll make enough. And then y'all can, on the first day.
She wanted us to do a drive-by Thanksgiving talking about, y'all can come get a plate later. Like, the fuck?
Cold outside.
She's giving us invite to Thanksgiving leftover dinner.
Yeah, I guess. Or if you don't want that, then you know.
I won't, because I'm not driving. I'm not driving to California for leftovers. Like, the fuck.
I'm not
driving to California for leftovers.
I'm not doing that.
I might make me some short ribs. You know what I'm saying? Some mashed potatoes. Call it a fucking day.
All right, Meek, do you have a quote this week? Are we still on the street?
Yes! I've been doing my homework. Okay. So this is to those, I need to stop calling y'all pussy ass niggas, but. You know, I really don't know what else to call y'all. But this week's quote is, some say that the age of chivalry is past. That the spirit of romance is dead. The age of chivalry is never past so long as there is a wrong left unaddressed on earth. So get your shit together, player.
All right. You heard the lady. Okay. Such a fucking lady.
Motherfucking lady.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you guys next week, next Monday. We out. Happy Thanksgiving.
Please.
And happy birthday, Liz.
Happy birthday, Liz. One time for the birthday bitch. Two time for the birthday bitch. Three time for the birthday bitch. Oh, fuck it up. It's your birthday, sis. Hey.